This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, everything is meaningless. What does man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. I do a lot of funerals, and there's nothing that gives me a sense of the transitory nature of life than going to a cemetery. Think about that. Now, every time I walk through a cemetery, every time I lay my eyes on a headstone, and I see a date of birth and a date of death, I recognize this is where it ends. This is what life is about. As morbid as it sounds, we're living to be buried in a very real sense. We're living on this earth to be buried someday. And that's why it's so important to know the one who said, I am the resurrection and the life. That's why I need that, not because it just pops me up emotionally and props me up emotionally. It's because that's where the hope is. I need the one who is the resurrection and the life. I need the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. His name is Jesus. And the next time you walk through a cemetery, the next time you drive by a cemetery, look at the headstones and remind, this is the end. This is the end of where man goes in life. But I'm a Christian, I'm a believer in Christ, and that is not the end. Eternal life doesn't begin at the cemetery. Eternal life began the moment you said, Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. That's when eternal life began, when you said Jesus was Lord of your life. Dana Weider was a surgeon in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He said, early in my professional experience, I was asked to see a young woman who said she'd been crying for days, and at last had decided she would commit suicide. Parenthetically, 40,000 people a year commit suicide in this country. 400,000 people attempt it. Just saw that statistic this week. 400,000 people a year in the United States attempt suicide. 40,000 succeed with that. So this woman says, I'm thinking about committing suicide. He shocked her, Dr. Weider did, by saying this. Well, why don't you? She was stunned. Why don't you commit suicide? Here was a woman married with two children and moderate wealth. It seemed there was nothing she could possibly want, yet she was unhappy and wanted to terminate it all. It created a response in her that did kind of snap her emotionally when she had the doctor say, why don't you commit suicide? He said, at some time or another, I think we all ask the question, why do we go on another day with the monotony, the disillusionment, the unhappiness, and the futility? Too many people are disillusioned, unhappy, restless, and find life futile. The effect of this attitude is so disturbing that so many people do need to have psychiatric treatment or medication. And some do go so far as to attempt suicide. Anyone who does any thinking at all must come face to face sometime in your life with the question, what is life's purpose and why am I so restless and disturbed? I believe this restlessness is normal and springs from the very nature of man. And hopefully your restlessness and your feeling of futility is not something that drives you away from the Lord, but get this, brings you to Him. Don't let the futility in your life pull you away from the Lord. Let it bring you to Him. Bring you to His Son, Jesus Christ.
Well, the book is called Ecclesiastes. The series is called Futile, Discussing the Meaning of Life as Written by Solomon. It's an interesting book to study. It's a more interesting book to live. We'll continue this series tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.